Welcome to the Art of High Performance Living. I am your host, Iron Mike Stone. We speak with best-selling authors, business leaders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and the pros that know. Hello, my friends. This is Iron Mike Stone coming at you. Today is November 13th, a couple days past Veterans Day. Of course, we salute our veterans and we thank them for their service. One thing we certainly know around here is that freedom isn't free, and the veterans are the ones that paid the price for us to have that freedom. So thank you to all my veteran listeners. Today, we are going back into the archives. We're digging deep into the archives from 2010 and bringing out two interviews I did with two wonderful veterans, both over the age of 80 at the time, who shared with us their experiences, a little bit of their unique activities and life that they had at the time, and left us with some advice. It is well worth listening to. Our first up is Mr. Stephen Perry. Steve Perry was a member of the 323rd Squad, and he flew the first mission over Europe as a ball turret gunner. That's the little thing that sticks out of a B-52 bomber, 30 inches round, where the gunner sat inside. Absolutely amazing. That was November 7th, 1942. Without further ado, I bring you Steve Perry.
Hey, to introduce you to Mr. Steve Perry.
Hi, Steve. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here. This is our very first interview, and we could not have a better one to begin these episodes with. Today happens to be Veterans Day, November 11th, 2010, and we are here with Mr. Steve Perry, who is a war hero from World War II. Decorated veteran. So, perfect start to the video interviews that we'll be doing. So, Mr. Perry, to begin with, just tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from, and your family, and just things along that line, what you like to do to let our viewers just kind of know a little bit about you.
I was born in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And my dad was from Long Branch, and my mother was from Asbury Park. And after I was 10 months old, I moved to Long Branch.
Very good, very good. And is that where you grew up then?
My dad owned a bowling center, and that's where I started out when I was 10, 11 years old. I was in the bowling room.
Are you a good bowler?
Yeah. In the Monmouth County Bowling Association, there's only two colors. Average 200, and I was one of them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's over 207 by average.
Oh, excellent. Wow. Now, in terms of hobbies and recreation, I know that you were a lifelong golfer as well, right?
Yeah, my dad also owned a golf driving range.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, you do a little golf ball. I do remember a few years back, you happened to do something that I thought was kind of neat. You did what they call hit your age.
Yes, I was playing in a golf course down in Naples, Florida, and I'm 75 years old, and I shot a 37-37, which is 74.
Pretty much I broke my age.
Broke your age, yeah.
Very nice. That's a heck of an accomplishment. I might not get it until I'm 130, but I... All right. Well, we're gonna go on and talk a little bit about your World War II experience, because as we have grown to know you through the years, you were kind enough to share some of your stories and experiences with us. And it's really quite fascinating. And I know that you even go to conventions and meetings around, and quite a few people are really interested to hear your story. So tell me about your squadron and the group you were with.
My squadron was the 323rd Bomb Squadron. It was 91st Bomb Group.
Okay.
And we flew the first mission over Europe, November November 7th, 1942, while the submarine pens in Brest, France, which was occupied by the Germans.
And that was the first mission?
Over out of the earth, November 7th, 1942, the first mission was first one of my squadron to fly it. My squadron knew on the following day, I was in the 323rd, and they didn't fly that first day. The 322nd was flying, and they were short of bull throat gunner. They called my operations officer. This is what we have to get. We need a bull throat gunner.
Now, a bull throat gunner, tell me about that. What exactly is that?
It's a 30-inch bull on the bottom of a 317, and there's two 50-caliber machine guns, and my magazine rack holds 1,000 rounds of ammunition. So I got out of the mission. I have 500 rounds of 50-caliber.
Wow.
Shells.
Wow.
So and
you're just sitting underneath the plane. You're in that little ball that pops out.
A 30-inch bowl.
You're pretty much exposed to what have you out there.
That's right.
Wow. Man, that's unbelievable. Now, what kind of plane was it that you guys flew?
It was the Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress.
Okay. And what was the name of your plane?
My plane was the Delta Rebel. My pilot was from Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is on the Delta, and he is a Rebel. So he didn't have to worry about me in the airplane. The fact is, Delta Rebel 2. Delta Rebel 1, as soon as you received the plane, we said, take it on the fuel consumption test to see how much fuel you're using. So when you fly overseas, you're going to carry enough fuel.
Yeah.
So on a fuel consumption test down, we flew to Mississippi. And we flew back to our base in Bangor, Maine, where we picked up our plane. We landed, he says, Thomas, I've never been to New York City. Mitchell Field is not done in New York City. He says, well, we're going there. We're going, we'll take a few hours and we're going to the city. He parks the plane. So while we're in the city, corporal, he told us where to park the plane. He's good here. It's fine right there. So while we were going, someone told him to move the plane. So I don't think that he revved up 4 inches and never hit the hydraulic switch for the hydraulics to control the brakes. We ran into the general's plane.
Oh, my Lord.
And our plane, he wrecked the engines on our.
Oh, my Lord.
So we left that there and went back to went back to Bangor Field in Maine. And they new airplane there. So we got a new airplane in Maine, Delta Rebel 2.
Now, how many missions did you partake in?
At that time, it was pretty tough because of the complete German Air Force was there. Mm-hmm. So I shot down 7 German planes, mother 7. So there was less fighters up there, so it was the missions became easier and easier.
Okay.
So at my time, if I did 25, that's enough, you can go home.
Gotcha.
Oh, I got back. I mean, it was actually a fighting spear instructor.
Okay. Now you mentioned something there. I want to delve into. You actually shot down 7.
Yeah.
Other German aircraft.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Buffalo 1-9.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. And that's right in there, right out of with your machine gun, right out of that.
That's right. 250.
Okay. Boy, that I can't even. What would you think when you were sitting in there doing that? I mean, I can't even imagine.
Oh, 19 years old, and they gave me a job to do.
They were just doing it.
I'm going to give you 100. My father said, don't give 100%, give 110. That's what I was taught.
I like
110%.
That.
Just give a little bit more the next time, you're going to get the job.
I like that. That's good. That's very good. Yeah. One of the things we're trying to capture on our videos is, and it's kind of neat, because Todd and I have had the pleasure of getting to know you for quite a few years here. We're trying to share with people some of the people that we've gotten to know and some of the life experiences, and clearly yours is remarkable. And again, thank you so much for your service to our country. We know here that freedom isn't free, and we appreciate it every day, and it's because of folks like you that we have it. Maybe if you could just, I don't know if you have any advice or thoughts for people watching the video on successful living that you can maybe pass on to us?
Well, my dad always told me to honor an older person. Look up to him. I tried to work hard. My dad always had me doing something.
Beautiful. Well, all right, Mr. Steve Perry, ball turret gunner, member of the 91st Bomb Group, 323rd Bomb Squadron. It's a pleasure to know you. Thank you for taking your time and sharing.
How about that? 19 years old, and they gave me a job to do. I love it. I love it. Couple takeaways from there that I picked up on. Honor an older person. Look up to them. That's good advice for young people out there today. I think some of that's gotten lost through the years. And probably the best kernel I took out of there, work hard and give 110%. Give a little more than the next guy. Gets it done. Absolutely terrific. Next, we're going to move on to an old friend of mine back in the days, another, again, like Steve, he's since passed on, Mr. Dean Davis. He is a Ironman triathlete champion, world-class champion in multitudes of sports, as we'll see in the interview, and also a Korean War, 2 years as a paratrooper in the Korean War. So, again, we're continuing with our Veterans Day honor, and I give you Dean Davis from 2010.
Today's special guest is Dean Davis. Dean is a good friend of mine that I've met on the training bike path. Dean is 83 years old and is a champion athlete, and we're going to get into a little bit of that. But before we do, Dean, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and just give us some background.
I came down to Florida in 1950. My father moved down and bought an orange grove and a cattle ranch, so I came down and got involved in the fitness industry until the Korean War came along, and I joined the paratroopers and spent 2 years doing that. But when I got out in 1980, in the early 70s, I got involved in sports through Lee County, and then in the 80s, I became serious, but I've enjoyed Florida immensely coming from Philadelphia.
Okay, and you raised a family here in Fort Myers?
Yes. My wife passed away, but I have four sons.
Okay, great.
And three live here in town and one in North Carolina where I train and live in the summer.
Terrific. All right, and I heard you got into athletic events in the 70s, and it was a Lee County event,
It was called the Sports Challenge, and it was similar to the decathlon-type competition.
Okay.
He did seven sports over 2 weeks.
Ah. All right.
So when the triathlon came along in 1980, I went to it with no trouble, having understood how to do more than one athletic competition consecutively.
Gotcha. So your first triathlon took place in 1980.
In Winter Haven.
And if I understand my history right, the sport was invented just about in 1980.
I think some people claim in 76 or 78, there might have been something like that, but I think this was one of the first organized ones
in the country. Yeah. So you're kind of the founder of that sport. You've been doing it since it existed.
Now, I've probably done 300 of them, anywhere from sprint distances to the Ironman in Hawaii.
Wow. Okay. Now the Ironman in Hawaii, which is now the Ironman Championships.
Yeah.
You've been to the island how many times?
Twice. And here's my trick. As you can see, I got my favorite shirt on, and this is my favorite medal. Nobody has any idea how an athlete feels when he finishes an Ironman race.
It's incredible, and especially in Hawaii, that'd be just amazing, huh?
And these are my other medals. These are three other medals. This is my world championship last year in the Olympic distance.
And just if I can ask you on that, where does that take place?
Budapest, Hungary.
Okay, Budapest. So last year you were in Budapest, Hungary, competing in the World Championship for the sprint triathlon?
No, Olympic distance.
Olympic distance, okay.
And in the last 3 years I've been the national champion in the USAT series in the United States.
That's incredible. And at 83 years old, you're still you're
beat that I got. First, in 08, I was the athlete of the year in Florida.
2008, athlete of the year.
That's awesome.
Wow, the entire state of Florida.
And how about this? There's Governor Chris.
Governor Chris.
Yeah, he gave me the award.
That's a heck of an accomplishment.
Oh, it was a wonderful weekend. I mean,
that's tremendous.
I have never been to a race. Of all the hundreds and hundreds of races I've done, I need to wear my logo, my hat.
That's perfect. Looks great on you. What's the staff here? Who cares?
Wins.
Yes. Very nice.
And I like to win, but I now understand if I don't win, I don't get too excited about it because I compete in so many different sports: kayaking, mountain biking, track and field, pool swimming, triathlon.
Let's talk a little on that because you're much more than even just a world champion in triathlons. You do all these others. I know the senior games are coming up. How many events are you going to be in that?
Real quick, like regressing a little bit. In 3 years' time, I did over 300 athletic events with about 75% being gold.
Wow.
And coming up January and February of this year, I have 35 events coming up the first 2 months, and then I'll be getting into more as the year progresses.
And how old are you again? 23 or 83? That's a heck of a schedule.
I'm 63.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. In terms of advice for maybe some of our listeners, and the theme of this show is living positively and living successfully and healthy. What's your trick? What's your secret?
I'm actually on a vendetta to live to be 100 years old and then see what I can get after that. And it's one of the reasons that I was successful in bike racing, I did so many little things that made me superior to my competition. Well, the same thing goes for if you want to be living for a long time, you have to eat proper, you got to exercise a little bit, you don't want to smoke, you want to keep as many chemicals off and in your body as you possibly can, and have a positive attitude.
Well, listen, Mr. Dean Davis, it's a pleasure knowing you. You're a good friend. You're a good training partner. I am amazed sometimes at the pace you're riding out there. I think a lot of our listeners will get a lot of inspiration from somebody as healthy as you are at 83. And I'm looking forward to going to your 100th birthday party.
That'd be neat. Anyway, my motto is, no matter what I'm involved in, is I stay ready.
I like it. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Living.
There you have it, Dean Davis, world champion. Couple kernels I took out of there, a couple nuggets. Healthy living. Eat clean, exercise, very important, very important. He certainly lived it. His motto, he who cares wins. I love that. You really have to care. I think that can be shown in a lot of ways. And then one that I don't know if you caught in there that definitely goes a long way is when he said, I did so many little things right that made me superior to my competition. That's a big thing to remember. The victories we get and successes we get are really not one grand success. It's doing a lot of the little things right. So there you have it. With two wonderful veterans through the ages, unfortunately both have since passed on. I loved digging them out and bringing them out to you this Veterans Day. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for listening to The Art of High Performance Living. As your gift, I'll be happy to send you my best-selling book, Ignite Your Life. Co-authored by Brian Tracy and dozens of other leading entrepreneurs, sign up at imhighperformance.com or send me an email, mike@imhighperformance.
This copyrighted podcast is presented to you by Iron Mike Stone and the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network.